This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the longest-running rivalry in sports, the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. But first, in about 30 minutes, NASA hopes to finally launch an experiment into orbit that has been in the works for 40 years. It's been canceled 7 times and resurrected 7 times. And dozens of students have earned their PhDs on the project that's known as Gravity Probe B. They were drawn by the prospect of putting one man's theory to a test, and that man is Albert Einstein. NPR's David Kestenbaum joins me now. David, what is Gravity Probe B, and what's it going to do?
Its goal is to test Einstein's theory of general relativity. So it turns out that's sort of hard to do. I mean, it's been done over the years, but all the weird effects you always hear about, like time slowing down and things like that, you need a big, heavy thing like a black hole. And, you know, it's hard to get near a black hole. So they're trying to do the next best thing, which is use the Earth. And so the effects are very small. One thing is something called the missing inch, which is that if you do an orbit around the Earth, the distance around is actually slightly smaller than you would expect if it were a real circle. So they call that the missing inch. And the other one is something called frame dragging, which is the idea that as the Earth spins, it drags space-time around with it, kind of like a very slow-moving storm, and it's going to try and measure that as well.
And how do you measure these kinds of things?
That's the tricky part. You need gyroscopes. You know, gyroscopes are things that spin and sort of point in the same direction. So basically, they start these things spinning when it's in orbit, and then a while later, they look and see if compared to a distant star, is it still pointing in exactly the same direction or not.
David, you know, gyroscopes have been around for a long time. Why is it that they've been working on this experiment for 40 years? Why have they canceled it 7 times and brought it back?
These are very, very precise gyroscopes. More than what you would have on an airplane, for instance.
They're not like the one I have at home to play with.
they're the world's. The thing that spins in them are the world's most perfectly round ping pong balls, spheres. They're small. They're the smoothest things humans have ever made. And one of the tricks is they have to figure out. Since it's so smooth, how do you tell which direction it's pointing? And it just gets very complicated. They're so precise that they could measure the accuracy of a width of a hair 20 miles away. That's the hope, at least.
All this is about the theory of relativity. Is this even still a theory? I mean, does anyone say he got it wrong and this is the way the universe really is?
Crazy people do. It's not so much that it's wrong, but everyone really feels like it's not the whole story. They feel like there's something deeper going on underneath, maybe involving extra dimensions. You know, physicists are always talking about trying to sew everything up into one equation so they can go home and retire. And there are conflicts between relativity, which is basically a theory of gravity, and quantum mechanics, which deals with the atoms and the small things. And there are conflicts between those two, so somebody has to be wrong. And the thinking is that they're both largely right, but, you know, down at the 100th decimal place or something, there's something kind of funny going on. And so you have to really test them to find out where that flaw is.
Okay, one last question here. The name of this project is Gravity Probe B. What happened to Gravity Probe A, and why weren't they satisfied with whatever they found there?
Gravity Probe A was also designed to test relativity, and it flew in 1976. It was just sort of a up on a rocket and back down thing. It had they sent up atomic clocks, so very precise clocks, and it went up to about 10,000 feet. And the idea was to see if the clocks that go up and are further away from Earth's gravity center. Appear to move the time seems to flow faster up there than it does down here on Earth. And the clocks went up, and they seemed to flow faster when they were up there, and they came back down. And the prediction was spot on with what relativity had forecast. So people have tried to prove Einstein wrong, but they haven't had that much luck so far, have had no luck so far.
They weren't satisfied with Gravity Probe A?
Well, as I said, you know, they believe that there's some... That relativity is incomplete, and they will not rest until they find the problem.
NPR's David Kestenbaum on the story. David, thank you so much.
You're welcome.